Backstreet Boys Show, episode numero 91, 91 of y'all, man. As usual, boy Brandon Keith, aka The Range, brother 2K Jones, Young Baller, whatever you want to call me. The man to my left.
It's boy Maj Man the Menace, and girl Mouth Like a Dennis. Y'all know I be rocking.
You got your boy D Johnson. Missed last week on some BS, but you know, we back in, you know what I'm saying? DJ Smooth, the man with the money, man. Y'all know what it is.
Man, you already know who it is. The CEO of the Prez, Rob the God, Rob Philosophies, whatever you want to call me, baby. Let's get it.
Man, Patreon.
Discord.
Going up every single week. Shout out to everyone that's joined the Patreon. Shout out to everyone that's in the Discord. Make sure to get in that Discord too. Samaj be in there streaming. I'm gonna make my return to streaming streets too. You know what I'm saying? One of these days. I'm coming soon. One of these coming soon. I'm gonna put my word to it, put my mouth to it, man. Hopefully it manifests. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Anyways, Patreon, you already know. 3 hour plus long podcast, extra segments every single week, live streams. Shout out to all the people that's in the Patreon. Who gonna be next? Y'all, man. Ultimate Ultimatums. It's been a while.
It has
been a while since I've done one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm back to these streets, man.
Let's get it.
Lord, so you already know. Would you rather cheat on your woman or bitch slap your mama?
Ooh. Cheat on my woman. Cheat on my woman.
And you cannot let them know why you are doing these such things.
Cheat on my woman.
Love of your life.
Cheat on my woman.
The love of my life.
Love of your life.
Oh, I got a pimp slap my mama.
Backhand, ooh, flower. You know what I'm saying? Mama over there, passing you the rose during dinner time. Roll your ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
And I can't let them know? Nah, man. I'm going to have to cheat on my girl, man.
Do you realize the things that will arise?
There's too much.
If you hit your mama?
The domino effect.
For real.
Yeah.
Well, I got people from coming out of state coming to kill me.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not cheating on my lady for that one. I'm not cheating on my lady.
Nigga, I had to whisper that.
I'm not cheating on my lady for that one.
Wow. Uh-huh. You can't let them know.
I'm aware.
Mm-hmm. What's your answer?
You about to say some bullshit, I swear to God.
Mess start playing Eminem song, man. I'm sorry, mama.
Ain't no way.
I was debating.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Brandon.
The love of my life, though.
Hey, I'm sorry, my brother.
Low key.
My mama watched the show, too. So
right, your mama too sweet. She too much for you.
I think she'd understand. Well, no, she won't, because I can't tell her.
Right, she can't. She's not going to know.
But I feel like my mama would forgive me.
Mm. What?
Girl, she can just go, and then you might never see her again. Your mama go like, she's going to be more
inclined.
Or
your girl gang can forgive you.
Can my mama get her lip back?
Because you broke the loyalty.
Yeah.
Isn't that not loyalty with your mom?
Well, yes, but like I feel like your mama is more inclined to forgive you.
Yeah. It's different.
Almost though. Like she got to, damn near.
Yeah.
I give you that.
No, it's like an unconditional love for her son.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. That kind of tough after you don't put your hands on her.
Yeah.
Well, my mama just wants
one smack. Like it's not repeated, bitch slap. Just one bitch slap.
But a pimp slap, though?
Like, for real.
Backhand.
You put some effort into that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. God damn. Oh, this is evil.
Family dinner, too.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I ain't going to change my answer. I'm sorry, man.
Bars.
That's not
ball. Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm still getting used to it.
That ain't bars, man. That ain't bars.
It's not bars. It's a terrible predicament either way.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You clear that up.
But that's why I think it's a good question, though.
Yeah, but you was seeming real too one-sided.
Nah, man. You can't miss out on the love of your life, though, man.
I'm saying, love of your life. You ain't never going to find no one like this again.
Yeah, man.
Ain't we the same motherfuckers that preaches plenty of fish in the sea?
Yeah, it's plenty of fish in the sea, but that doesn't mean that the bad fish were the love of your life.
But you got the fish,
but it's
though,
always,
right? The fish, the golden fish.
You got the fish.
Not a goldfish, the golden fish.
Right.
Man, no, I feel like there's more than one golden fish. What about?
Nah.
I feel like there could be more than one golden fish.
There's some bronze and silver fish out there.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're telling me that you believe, you are a strict believer, that there is only one golden fish out of there?
I think there's one. I think there's like one lady out there that's a perfect match for me.
Only one?
Yeah.
Right.
What's the likelihood you gonna find that other motherfucker again?
It ain't fair, but there's still 7 billion of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, but we only exposed to like maybe 100,000.
It's bars.
It's bars.
I'm trying to tell you.
do the right thing. Bitch, slap your mama.
That ain't the right thing.
That's so crazy.
Okay.
Such a crazy.
I don't know about that like one.
Do the right thing.
I definitely don't know about that one. That's a
crazy sequence of words, bro.
Like, I don't know, man. Right
that's doing the right thing,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, man, mama, I'm sorry.
It is like, for me, if I were to hit my mama, I don't know if I would live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be putting my life in danger.
I would definitely be putting my life in danger.
I would be putting my life in danger, but I would, it just wouldn't be the same. After like you look at your mama again.
No, yeah, I'm in danger.
Like, after your bitch slapped your mama.
Millhouse on the damn school bus. I'm
well,
in danger.
Y'all got to think. What about y'all seen Friday? Remember he slapped his mama? You know, the barbecue tasting.
Yeah, he did.
Slap your mama.
He did.
He did that and she was okay.
Come here, mama.
Bro, she was mentally losing it already. She must be in the hospital.
She knew enough to know. Like, it
wasn't she knew enough
slap.
To know that she got slapped the shit out of her son.
She knows she
like what? She even responded weird. Hey, mama.
What are you talking about?
Boom. I'm like, what the hell?
She knew she got slapped,
get
out of here. Though. She knew.
Yeah, she knew she got slapped.
And
she
then on top of that, you probably okay. fucked it up even worse for her.
Yeah, I get a little PTSD.
She probably fucked up even more. Her brain still scrambling to this day.
I ain't know what he did. I was looking at
the Rob is evil, man. Rob is evil, man.
Do the right thing.
That ain't the right thing. Stop saying that.
To treating a woman, that's the right thing.
That ain't the right thing either. It's a lesser of two evils, though.
I disagree.
For me, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
It might be the lesser of the two evils. It might be. As a matter of fact, I would go and I would agree. But your woman can leave you. She more inclined to leave you and never see your ass again. Your mama, like, she kind of, she stuck with me.
But for me, it's a matter of life and death.
Man, you're not gonna die.
My father, will literally end my life.
He will not literally end your life. Shit. He might beat the shit out of
you. I'm willing to bet on that. I'm willing to bet money on that. Slapping my mama hard like that?
Oh yeah.
Intentionally? Yeah. Pimp slap? Like
you can't let them know why you did. You know why you did it either.
Yeah, they coming for your ass, man.
Boy, I got uncles that would try to come get me. My grandma would
ass in. She,
my grandma would fix all of her body parts to come
you
kill
still
me.
Apologize.
The fuck is that gonna do?
I don't think an apology.
I'm sorry, mama. I slapped the hell out of you.
I don't know what provoked me. You know what I mean?
Right. You can so, please, you can please psycho.
I'm not okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro, you please can please psycho.
Psycho.
Oh,
something's wrong with me.
My mama ain't no
I'm in
damn
a dark
fool.
Spot of my
she
life.
Know I ain't right. crazy.
Something was going on, man.
My mama know I ain't psycho. She ain't falling for that shit. And even if I was,
blame
she
it on
was
the
still
demon.
She was still trying to reprimand my ass.
What if
blame
what
it
if,
on the demon? So instead of whooping your ass, they try to exercise.
What if with the woman that you have to cheat on your woman with, she dirty?
That work.
You don't know she's dirty.
Like you don't know what the hell she got, but you know it's a risk.
Wait, wait, like
the girl that you cheating on your girl with?
You
got
like
STDs.
You look like you
see,
might
now
have.
Now he's putting more parameters.
You look like you might have AIDS or something.
Now he's putting parameters. Come on,
bro.
So
he just do whatever he can. Right? He do whatever he can. So I go to the
well,
other side.
Well, it's too easy for y'all. So would you rather you know, cheat on your woman with
too
a
easy
dirty
for y'all.
Woman?
It's too easy for you too.
With a dirty woman.
It's too easy
or
for you
bitch
too.
Slap your mama.
Oh, in that case, I'm going to have to just
that's
slap my mother.
Yeah, if that's the case, I'm going to slap the hell out of my mama.
So you rather die than have an STD?
What if it's not? What if it's not AIDS
yes,
or syphilis?
Yes, because some STDs can kill you. Some STDs can kill you.
What if it's not? What if it's not AIDS or syphilis? What if it's just like I don't know, herpes. Everyone's gonna get herpes one day. What? You might as well just get it. You know, you get it a little earlier.
So, were you planning on getting? When you get yours?
I didn't say I'm planning on
Lord,
it.
Lord, can we?
I'm trying
why
best
do
to
we
dodge.
Always have this conversation whether one is worse or better or not. It's
we know why
real.
It's him.
Mean, definitely
it's
a better one.
We only have this conversation because of him. That's the only reason we talk about this shit.
Yeah, nigga, why you doing to me like that?
Because
you're on this island like
he
that.
Asked, cause
you know,
he adds
you got some dogs, man. Them dogs, you know what I'm saying? Dogs won't leave you.
He adds, like, these sick-ass parameters to these questions, man.
I didn't say she definitely had AIDS or syphilis. I'm just saying.
She has a chance?
You look. You know she's a street veteran.
Oh, my God.
Street veteran. Speaking of street veterans in unfortunate scenarios. I guess over the past week, a couple had went to a, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a Omalay concert.
I have no idea who that is, but
and
it's
a West
some
African, West African artist,
okay.
I believe.
Right.
Something like
okay,
that.
I thought he was an R&B artist.
And
okay.
He pulled an Usher and decided to take another man's lady on stage and bump and grind, and I mean bump and grind. He might as well have just pulled his belt off the way they were just on stage freaking it.
Yep.
And I guess everyone was, you know, on her ass, scrutinizing already. Mm-hmm. Kai Cenat reached out to this woman, and she said that she wanted compensation to being on stream with him. Now, I can understand the argument that he'd just have him on there, have her on there just to bash her. I can understand that.
Wait. I thought he was flying the dude out.
Well, let him finish.
Let me finish. No. So after reading this, Kai say, no, never mind, this bitch is crazy. She wants some money to be on my stream, it's crazy.
Smart man.
So he went and invited the man.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay. W play. Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, W play. Mm-hmm. You know, had a whole little stream date thing on live and everything. And even then he gave him $20K after the interaction.
That nigga won.
Now everyone is angry at this. They are livid. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't get no money, but the man can get the money. First of all, last time I checked, she wasn't the fucking victim.
Thank you.
Anyways, I can also understand the fact that y'all don't like that. He probably was going to bash her. Well, nigga, duh.
Yeah.
Like, she was a hero. She didn't do anything good.
You gonna do praise her? She did the very horrid thing.
I like that. That was great. Yeah. Great word choice. That was fantastic. That diction was magnificent, bro. That was crazy.
You just gotta call it for what it is, man.
And like, she put out a video I saw basically saying how she's receiving death threats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of what I ain't saying she deserves it. I ain't saying that. But I'm saying that's what the territory.
Yeah, it comes with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
You literally got. You went viral.
And then you put yourself out there. Like, right. You're trying to get famous off of being a whore.
Yes, yes.
Remember, you're not a whore, but that was a very whorish thing to do.
Little do she know, even if she just went on stream without the money, bitch, you probably would have got some clout for that.
No, definitely.
You definitely got
bro,
some clout
I was
that.
Breaking down.
OnlyFans?
Bro.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. That.
You could have slept with the man you was on stage with. Bitch, you just lost your chance.
Nah, facts. I'm breaking that down at work. Not only you got money at E-Date for free. You got to see Kaisen App, one of the big streamers out there. And this man has got hella clout. All you got to do is make Instagram, TikTok, boom. He's just blown up.
Shit would be blown up, but I don't know how long it would last.
I don't think it would be long.
I got to be innovative, though.
He has to be entertaining, though.
No, he does.
Yeah,
I think it would blow up.
Easier said than done.
I think it would blow up just, you know.
Not very long.
Well, like, I don't think his page would blow up. He'd have a video that blows up.
He already has a bunch of shit, though. He has Instagram. He has TikTok and everything. Mm-hmm. His socials would definitely go get followed, but he wouldn't retain any of that.
I'm saying he would have to be innovative. He would have to be, you know, progressive. He would have to ride that wave. Mm-hmm. If he was smart, he would ride the hell out of that wave.
What is he going to do with
and the wave? And now, he's going to be cool with Kaisen App. So he can ask for help.
Maybe.
You think he would ask for help? I would.
Well, I'm saying he might be cool.
What do you mean he can't? He can't.
Well, maybe not cool, but cool enough to where you can ask him some.
You got to think about it. It would be the come up story.
Yeah,
it would be the come up story.
That's how I was thinking. Nah, facts though.
Having him on the show,
getting done dirty.
And he was like, "Man, you got did dirty. Now I'm bringing you up. Now Kaisen that looked like the savior.
Come on, man.
Helped this nigga come from the dirt after he just got did dirty.
Come on, man.
Like, oh, Kai, you didn't go.
You really like that, right? Come on.
Gotta get his rears up, though. He can't, like,
I'm talking 20v1.
Oh, was he folding? I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch. I didn't know that took place yet.
I don't know if it took place yet either.
I'm sure he was folding gang a lot.
Yeah. You know, but I don't think it happened. I don't think it happened.
The man gotta still be in his feelings after such a
I don't think it happened. I don't think it happened.
Did. I thought I'd seen people saying
that. Well, he did. Yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it happened already?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he was gonna duck a whole 20 versus 1, which they need to stop doing.
They need to stop doing those, but he need to be on one.
As the one, though.
Them ladies be up there embarrassing themselves.
They do. But that's why I kind of want to get up there and just, like, just troll and shit.
Okay. You see him vice versa when the dudes go up there. It just feels, like, very simpish.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Y'all fighting for the loved one. Like, come on. You niggas is weird.
It's strange. It's just a strange.
He's hating you. Weird.
That's why I could never do, like, an E-Date. I'd have to host it. Okay, I'll let y'all niggas go.
I think I could do an E-Date. Because it's different. It's not like as
I do it for the experience. You know? I do it for the experience.
We should host one in the Discord.
Yeah.
E-Date. BSB E-Girls. E-Date coming soon.
Where the E-Girls at? Yeah, bro. When the E-Girls hit the DM.
BSB E-Date coming soon.
Brandon Keith J on the IG in the description. You know, hit me up. But just know, I am not a single man, so leave me alone. But we want to host some shit. You know what I'm saying? For the fellas out here that, you know what I'm saying, they is single. And they ready to mingle. Get some shit going. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to do that. I don't know if that's outdated yet, but that'd be fun to do.
Speaking of being single and ready to mingle, for all my folks out here looking for some love, man, I want y'all to really stop trying to look at the world through these rose-tinted glasses. And I know you hear me say this phrase all the time. It's something very reoccurring. But I saw a quote the other day, and it really just made me think. It says, when people fall in love with someone's flowers, but not their roots, they don't know what to do when autumn comes.
Ooh, that
bars. That's fucking bars. And for those of you that do not understand what that means, is you're falling in love with the outside traits. You're falling in love with the beauty. You're falling in love with the honeymoon phase, but you're not falling in love with the deeper qualities and the emotional availability and everything that comes with being in a relationship and with a person. So you have no stability in your relationship, and you got to dig deeper, man.
God damn it, Rob. Ooh. Hit him with another one. Ooh. Hit him with another one.
It's hot in hell.
Yeah. Good Lord, have mercy.
Man. Oh, man. Did y'all have anything to add to that? Did y'all have anything to add to that, man?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've always been a firm believer that women should date their best friends. The ones that, you know, clearly are attracted to each other. You know those weird relationships where y'all best friends and...
Best friends.
Friend, for real. Like, but... Y'all ain't doing nothing yet because y'all on some weird shit at the time.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers keep doing it, and then they find dudes, and then the dudes be shitty, and then be mad as hell. Why I can't find a good man? Well, the good man is sitting in your lap.
You know what I like to say, DJ? I like to tell niggas sometimes. I even told my nephew this couple times. I'm so serious. I even told my nephew this couple times, man.
Let him cook.
Tuck your cape until you find the lowest lane. Now, for the niggas who don't understand.
That's clear.
If you are a comic geek, then you know Lois Lane was not always just a damsel in distress. She was in that danger. She was out there doing the news reports and whatnot. Superman had to keep telling her, stay out about that danger. She didn't give a fuck. She was in them streets. Tuck your cape until you find you a Lois Lane, my brother.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Business. One more time. Four, drop another ball. Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Oh, that just went off.
Ah, for real.
Damn. Good Lord. Yeah, trying to tell y'all niggas, y'all all trying to date motherfuckers just what they look like, blah, 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 whatever's on the surface level. She got that ass on her. She got them tatas. I understand you love them.
I understand.
I love them too.
Yeah, me too.
Lord knows. Lord knows them goddamn pillows. Shit.
Man.
What the hell? But there's more to life. There's more to life, man. Some of y'all go for y'all. You might get lucky. You might get that 8. You might get that 9. But what's like they gonna waste your time?
Facts.
Get you that 6. That's who you want to be with. So that 7 gonna teach your ass a lesson.
Come on,
boss.
Come on, man.
Boss. Boss.
That's hard right there.
Boss.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
I like that, Robert. I like that, Robert.
Yeah, of course.
Something quick for y'all, man. Hey, DJ, what you got? What's this thing about Mickey D's? Oh, the hell you talking
man,
about?
Man, you know we go to work. Now, on break, me and my homies, we go out. These nasty motherfuckers want to go to goddamn McDonald's or shit. And, you know, I don't been arguing with them for years, so I finally just let it go. You know, I finally can go. Pulling the drive-thru. You know, we got the little menu on the thing. These motherfuckers added another 2 patties to the Big Mac sandwich.
Oh, you some fat-ass niggas.
Now,
oh my
son. if you cool with me and we hang out and shit, if you eat that shit around me, that would be the last time. That's the last time.
Nasty nigga.
That's the last goddamn nigga.
You's a nasty nigga.
You don't give a damn about your well-being. Ain't no way in hell.
Nigga, that's 5 patties bro, in between come on. 2 buns.
Come
what
on.
Is wrong with you niggas, bro?
Come on, man.
What is wrong with
and
you?
And me and Jones, we worked at, you know, McDonald's, right? So we know, we understand how the Big Mac is made, all that nasty ass shit they put on it.
Yeah.
You know, and... Just thinking about, you know, because when I saw it, I'm like, damn, what would this would have been like if I was still at McDonald's?
Lord have mercy.
Motherfucker grabbing 4 patties for the same goddamn burger.
That's disgusting.
You got to get help. You got to get help. You got to get help. You got to get help.
No, that nigga's stomach need examination.
But I got to get pumped. That motherfucker got to get pumped.
Extra like, Big Mac.
Come on, man.
Yeah, y'all niggas
bro,
crazy.
Bro, 5 patties and 2
how much mystery meat?
But like, if you already at your eating you. Big Macs, you know a Big Mac already sits like this.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's you see the big ass box? The box is big as hell.
Come on, it's already now. A triple decker cooling that bun.
Thank
bro.
You.
Little bun.
Bro, like, seriously.
Motherfucker, put that on the goddamn... Bro. And you know me, I'm an investor. And I invest in McDonald's. And I know you nasty motherfuckers gonna buy it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, you know, one side, I'm like, man, this is great for money. The other side, I'm like... You niggas gonna die.
Fact.
Like I said, nah, if we cool niggas. And we hanging out, and you know, we just somehow, God forbid, somehow get to McDonald's, and you order that bullshit, that'll be the last time we looking.
Yeah, man. I don't know. And you know, some people just don't have no self-control, so they're gonna be buying that motherfucker every day or every other day, eating fucking, I don't even.
You're gonna be sweating Big Mac sauce. That's disgusting.
Come on, man.
Come on now.
Man, I remember working at McDonald's, cleaning that goddamn Big Mac container with a Big Mac sauce. Oh my goodness, some of the most foul
shit.
Foul, vile motherfucking fumes you've ever graced my nose, bro. Ooh,
Lord have mercy.
Like, someone that water touched that Big Mac sauce, like, I don't know. The chemicals just started doing some shit, and then my God.
I'm like, just looking hard enough.
At what point do we just say, nah, we shouldn't do that?
But like, I mean, I actually worked at McDonald's for damn near a year, but I still pride myself on this. I never ate one of them burgers. Now, DJ, different. That nigga's been like, hey, Brandon. Throw some bacon on there.
Oh, that's that quarter pounder. That
back
quarter pounder.
Back when I was eating that shit, I ain't gonna lie. That shit definitely used to hit.
Oh, bro. But
that QP.
Yeah.
That was a quarter pounder. You used to get that regular cheeseburger or some shit.
Yeah, but then they had brought some new quarter pounder thing, so I switched.
Oh, the fresh meat?
Yeah.
When they did the
fresh
meat.
And they were doing like a barbecue thing or some shit like that.
I remember that.
I had Manny cooking that motherfucker up all the goddamn time. Shout out to him.
Man, had the sweet barbecue sauce on there.
I remember that. Fried onions and shit.
But yeah, y'all the McDonald's motherfuckers weird. Some things I just don't understand, man. Why you like that fake ass American cheese, aka American sneeze? Why do y'all niggas like that dirty ass McRib, aka the McFib?
McFib.
I don't understand why y'all niggas that big,
that McRib, it had a fucking smell on that motherfucker.
That
little tub out.
It's just sitting in the motherfucking...
Like, that shit stinks.
That barbecue sauce.
Like, that shit stinks. I remember having the DoorDash
I would
stinks.
Rather have that fucking McFib we had in high school than the actual McRib.
I honestly agree with you. I honestly agree with you.
There's a better chance it was preserved better.
Facts.
Because y'all don't know. Me and Brandon was back there. Like, he works fast food.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So we know.
I work at Wendy's, nigga.
Like, we know what's back there. So we know how it's being preserved. We know how it's being prepared. We know how it's being sitting.
We know how every kitchen got that dirty ass. Nigga.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes. A trifling ass motherfucker. Yep. I'm like.
Cross-contaminating like a motherfucker.
If Ecolab was in this bitch,
oh,
they'd have your ass in chains.
We had this one Mexican dude.
Critical.
They'd have your ass in chains. Like, I was like, wow.
When me and DJ used to work at McDonald's, man, we had this old Mexican dude, bro. And he called his ass Nacho. And I was like,
What name like that, he can't be trusting. So
I'm like, what type of fucking shit is that? You just like, these white people call you Nacho, you just okay with it? That's like them walk around calling me chicken leg or some
facts.
Shit. I'm just like, that's okay.
Facts.
Like, how much shit is that?
You are Mr. Chicken.
You can't call me that though. Even if it's true, I'm on the Popeye's newsletter. I know I'm a nigga, but like, come on, y'all gotta call me that.
I like that Popeye's newsletter. I like that. That's a good one.
It's a real thing. You think I'm joking?
It's a real thing,
oh nigga. God. Yes, I'm on the Popeye's newsletter.
Oh, you crazy.
Well, nigga, fuck you.
You told on yourself.
Nigga, I got the app. You got the app. It asks you if you want to sign up for the newsletter when they got some new shit. That's I said yes.
Yeah, you're a fat ass.
No, if you were smart, you try to write for it.
Mm.
I don't really like writing like that.
You got AI now. Shit, nigga.
Chappie
Chi. Mm-hmm. It's your name, but.
Chappie
Chi.
Get a little bread.
Lars. I'm not mad at that. Hustling. They like the mentality.
You know what I'm saying?
But man, y'all. I got a motherfucking bone to pick, man. I got a bone to pick, y'all. If you drive an all-black Chevy Tahoe or Ford Explorer, you are indeed a bitch.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
And you need to die today. You can't die today. Try again tomorrow, goddamn. Because, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Mm-hmm. You just like scaring niggas.
That's facts. That's a rather strange car. You just like scaring niggas.
Out of every fucking vehicle you can have, you can get yourself a Malibu, get yourself a motherfucking Camry, you can get yourself a motherfucking Civic. The show go Nissan Rogue, don't matter, anything. You decide to get the same shit that them motherfucking cops is going. You niggas is strange.
Facts in the chest. Yes. If you facts drive, in the chest and all white
if
ones.
If you drive an all black Chevy Tahoe or Ford Explorer or all white one, you are indeed a bitch ass nigga. Nah. And you need to die today. You can't die today. Try again tomorrow. I would highly advise it. I would highly advise.
See, I watch a lot of TV, right? I watch a lot of cartel shows. Yes. So when I see black Tahoes, it's like a double whammy. I don't know if it's police or you behind me to come snatch me up because I did some shit I didn't know I did. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on. Ridiculous. Man.
I can't be mad at that.
And then you got them bright ass LEDs. Like, you just trying to scare niggas. Like, I truthfully believe that these people, you got to be racist. You got to be racist. You got to not like minorities. There's no way. You just enjoy it. You low-key like scared of them, but this is the only time you feel powerful. I'm going to get in this goddamn Ford Explorer and flash my LED lights on the back of niggas.
This I'm damn near finna throw in my bone to pick. Shit is ridiculous. My damn near slid in with that one.
Go ahead.
Speaking of the racist, man, I'm not even mad y'all racist no more. That's not even the point. That's not even the point no more to me.
What's up?
My point is, y'all put up the Confederate flag, the Nazi flag.
Oh, I know.
And I forgot what's the third one. I can't remember that one. They got another flag they just like putting up. What is with you niggas in allegiance to losers? Like, seriously.
You have
seriously.
An unnatural allegiance to losers.
Unnatural allegiance to losers. This is uncanny. Like,
that's boring.
The Confederate, first of all, let's stop beating around the bush. It's my heritage. What was your heritage protecting? Okay. Mm-hmm. So they lost. Why are you still holding their flag up and proud of it?
That's like being a motherfucking Charlotte Hornets fan.
Oh my God.
Or modern day Bulls over the past 10 decade. It's over. Your time.
It's over. Came oh and damn. Went.
Bro.
You got clipped that one. That was a strong ass.
like damn.
That was a strong ass. It's over.
2024 and you a Bulls fan, y'all been trash.
My God.
Without Jesus. Jordan, y'all been nothing.
Damn.
Give it up.
Well, nigga, you was a Rose fan.
They hoping L. at some point
that's Rose all they had. That's all they had.
That's ridiculous.
What they did, they took another L. They traded them. And they've been buns mediocre ever since. And that's just a fact. That's just a fact.
I just don't get it, bro. Y'all take, y'all, there's so many L's y'all took and y'all just repping it.
Well, maybe they just like choosing underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the underdog rarely wins unless you like Eli Manning or some shit.
Well, some people just, no matter what, they stick with the underdog. No matter what, they lose. Damn, pretty much every
let's
time.
Let's cheer for a team that gets their ass whooped.
So if you on the betting site, what's their spread?
That shit. Your shit's plus motherfucking 100,000.
Folks turning one into 2 mil.
They could turn on a penny to $2 million. That's what that nigga's trying to do. Yeah, that's fact.
That's a good one. They
got shame kinks. That's crazy. Shame kink is insane.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. What's going on with actually, I do know what's going on with this, but Samaj.
Speaking of weird kinks.
Yeah. Yeah. Fact. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Jesus.
Very good one.
That's a good one.
Y'all know. Y'all know about that boy Diddy, man.
Guilty.
Always something with Diddy. Now, for the people who pay attention to the show, y'all know how I've said already that we were just waiting for the male victims. And well, yet again, I'm always correct with this nigga. I don't know what it is. It's to the point, like, I'm not even proud of it. It's just like, damn. Nigga, I need to just shut the hell up because this is going to, like, it's going to happen. So, a man came forward and said that while working amongst Diddy, he used to do heinous sexual harassment acts and
my God.
Little essays in there. He said he was... He had to watch his man Diddy butt naked all the time, have conversations while he was doing it, things like that.
You can't make this up.
He would send his executives to grab a handful. I don't need to explain more.
That's a freaky nigga. That's
nah,
freaky
that's crazy.
Nigga.
Yeah, a lot of freaky things. This is a freaky ass nigga, man. Like,
yeah.
I just hate being right.
It's kind of, you gotta think about like how scary this is though, because they always say like money makes you more of who you actually are. So Diddy was always a freak.
Well, and 50 told you about them Harlem niggas.
And this man found a way to make so much money to where he could be butt naked while one of his fucking clients SAs another individual. They got to get his ass. They got to get him. He's a danger.
Like, imagine you walking.
This motherfucker's dangerous.
Imagine you walk in thinking, like, my life about to change, man. I've been rapping for niggas for the past 5 years. Am I finally getting my big break?
Break, for real.
You walk in, nigga, sitting there, booty, ball-ass, butt-ass naked, just motherfucking thing, just hanging.
Let's talk about some. Come grab a handful. This is part of the deal.
Grab a handful.
This is part of the deal, nigga. That's what you got to do.
You know what? I was just watching that clip, and you are hilarious. That clip where you asked, would you rather sign a record deal to P. Diddy or go homeless?
That nigga likes to touch butts.
Yeah, that nigga said, that nigga likes to touch butts. I'm going homeless.
That's a fact. That's a fact, bro.
After seeing all of this, I'm going homeless.
Yeah. Well, it took you this long? What? You knew he was you knew his butt touching.
Well, I didn't think it was that serious.
No, what do you mean it wasn't that serious? Wait, what is not serious butt touching? What is not serious unconsented butt touching?
What is unserious butt touching?
That sounds like an unserious predicament every time.
Let me change my wording. That's bad wording.
That's terrible.
Unserious was the wrong word.
You only touched the butt a couple times? Like, okay, you probably don't touch too many butts these days.
I could maneuver around it.
maneuver, you go get that
butt. It sounds like you ain't no maneuvering. If you win, you win. God damn it, like... It's inevitable. Like, this is terrible. This is awful. This is god awful. And me, knowing the type of man that I am, like, what's that saying, them old heads use? It's going to be some furniture moving in this movie.
Yeah, it's going to be some furniture moving.
Well, I mean, either way,
it's going to be some furniture moving.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God.
I want to spit. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Hit the bars. Wow. That's a wild one. That's bars.
Either you going to be moving it
I have a little concern with this situation, though, because you know how the black community is and about homosexuality. Mm-hmm. I want to remind everybody, let's not prosecute this man because he likes to dabble and dibble dabble in butt.
God definitely likes guys, but that's not the reason why.
That is not the reason we need to be reprimanding this man. Now, he has also have multiple case on women. Let's not forget that now.
Right.
Black community.
He don't discriminate.
Don't discriminate.
You don't at
all.
Fuck.
He at all. So for the black community, let's scrutinize this man because he's a freak and not because he like boys.
Right. Right. This guy definitely likes guys, but that's not the reason why. Bars.
Yes, B. Album coming soon.
Come on, man. Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. Don't discriminate.
We got to get his ass.
He said booty is booty.
It's time. It just take his ass out.
Like, we have
I've been saying that.
It's time.
Yeah, y'all talking like y'all finna snipe this thing.
No, I ain't going to do it.
No, someone should do it.
I think somebody should go undercover and get him on a wire. DJ, go ahead and do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not Butters. Fuck you talking about. Y'all not finna do me like they do Butters in South Park.
No, it's not worth that.
No. Hell
he
no.
Say, oh, you got me? We're going to clap them cheeks while we at it, boy.
No.
You finna hear our touches on that tape. He said, they already got me.
Nope. Oh,
okay.
We're going to put a wire on you, DJ.
No, the hell you
all you're going to hear is a round of applause on the goddamn audio tape. Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
Round of applause is crazy.
Is insane. That's quite insane.
That's so clever, though. That's clever. That's clever, though. That's clever. That nigga on one thing.
Bro, you know, said snipe the nigga like he ain't making clever. Car bombs.
Oh, man,
that is valid. That nigga Diddy will blow your car up, nigga.
Right. He blow your shit up.
This nigga has military experience, clearly. Something going on.
Stay away.
He has military.
Stay away. Yeah. Stop
personnel. Y'all not sniping this nigga. He got niggas on roofs everywhere.
He military experience. Hey, something gotta go.
It's just time to stop doing business with this nigga. Yeah. I understand he has money, but like, at what cost? Is it worth sacrificing your sphincter?
Oh my God.
Is it worth it? You know, like Cat Williams said, I'm trying to keep this motherfucking virgin hole of mine. It's going to stay. Ain't nothing going to this motherfucker besides motherfucking my washcloth, soap, water, toilet paper.
And your thumb every now and then.
He got him.
That was funny.
That was funny. Yeah.
Incorrect, but that was funny. I was gonna say farts.
Yo,
that's what I was
gonna
say, bro.
That's good.
Look, y'all niggas, man.
What's wrong with y'all niggas, man?
But yeah, man, that's a lot of diving in deep. I know Rob wanted dived in.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, the word. No. No.
He's on one, bro. That nigga's on one. That nigga's on one.
Crazy.
Come on, man. That nigga's on one, bro.
So crazy, bro.
Come on, bro.
Man, God, man. I think I just kind of wanted to talk about how as I've been getting older and older, I've kind of been starting to see a trend in everything that I've done and just how deep it is. Because I know there's this common phrase of, it's not that deep, bro. It's not that deep, bro. But everything we do is that deep. When it comes down to the people that you let in your life, your relationships, your family, all of those things, they mold your experiences and your perspective and your emotional well-being, the place you decide to work. It all culminates into this big bottle of water that is you.
Mm.
And depending on what you put in it, motherfucker, motherfucker gonna fall over.
Can I add a little quote in there from the great Unc Shannon Sharp? Mm. He say, if you find yourself always having to be the bigger person, you are hanging around too many small people.
Definitely. There's so many quotes that match that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It just really comes down to, like, you got to understand the depth of the connection that you make, and it really just highlights your responsibility and your growth and taking accountability for what you do. And it really just helps you become a better person at the end of the day, bro.
That's bars. And then that is bars. Today we, man, that button is just on fire today, man. Now, I ain't
getting real good usage out of it, man. Tonight. It's the nighttime.
Yeah, it is, man.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I've said it before the past few weeks. It's like, I recommend get you a team of people that's on the same type of time as you on, man. I can understand that it's easier said than done, but nah, for real, man. Because, man, I know a homie. This may sound like I'm going to a tangent, but I'm really not. I know a homie, man. He was going through some stuff, and he really like went and put a piece of his heart out there, man. He was going through something real. He actually said something to his homies. He thought they were his brothers. And what did they do? They laughed at this nigga. They chuckled at this nigga. And then now they trying to talk to him again and say, oh, I didn't mean it like that, whatever the case may be. Essentially saying it's not that deep, you know. Mm. Oh, we didn't do it because of that way. But really, you got to find some people that's there for you. Mm. And like a lot of these little things, you know, you want to apply that discipline to small things in life. And then when it, you know, it comes to the big things, you have that sort of practice with it. So, yeah, it can be that deep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Man.
Bars.
Man.
So with these Girl Scout cookies, nigga?
Man. Yeah, you know, we getting a little too positive. You know what I'm saying? We got to bring it down a little bit. Balance. It's all about balance. You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? And I took a little trip to my Walmart. You know, I used to work there. You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of people in there. And I'm walking inside. You know, got the girl. For some reason, you know, it's getting a little warmer outside. You got the Girl Scout people outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for doing little fundraisers and shit. Walk inside. You know, they, oh, you have any money? Go ahead. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll get you when I get out because I have some cash on me. And I don't mind, you know, giving them some money. But when I was walking out, I heard a lady. You know, the Girl Scouts, they call out to the lady. They say, Girl Scout cookies. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't have any cash. He's like, oh, it's okay. We have card. I know you fucking lie. These motherfuckers try to do anything they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Off instinct, the first thing that came to my head, the girl, I'll kick the shit at you. You asked me for my card?
No, because, like, I ain't gonna lie. When I heard it, I broke my neck. I'm like, what the hell? Card?
Yeah.
You telling me motherfucker got a card reader outside?
Yeah.
Motherfucker gets cold as hell, wind blowing.
Yes.
Damn near fucking set up about to fly away and shit. It's cold as hell. You motherfucker want to pull out a card reader?
Yeah.
You want me to stand outside, pull my card out? Hell no.
Why not?
That is sick. That is sick.
That's good entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at that because, you know, I'm a businessman first. But I'm just saying.
As a consumer, card readers always come with tax, as a nigga. Consumer, fuck that.
That's true. You know what? But as a consumer, god damn. I'm just trying to get in the damn store. Try to get out.
I mean, they're offering you a product, though. It's not like they.
That's fair.
Like they just like,
that's fair.
Can I get but some? See, that's just some it, crack money?
Man, you know how it is. That's the Girl Scouts, man. The Girl Scout cookies. They trying to guilt trip you into buying those.
But they be good, though.
Mints.
It's a good product.
I ain't never had them.
Look, I'm not saying that Girl Scout cookies don't be good. They ain't that damn good, though. All right. I would definitely walk away from them motherfuckers.
I can never agree with that.
More times than not.
Because when I gave him the money, I didn't even ask for cookies. I gave him like $8.
Oh, no.
He's like, "Do you want any cookies?" And I'm like, "Nah, I'm good."
Oh, no, you're a better man.
He's a little man. He had,
oh, you're definitely better than me.
He pulled my heartstrings. Y'all know I don't give away money. Y'all know I don't give away money, but he pulled my heartstrings that way.
I give away money to homeless people.
Fuck that.
I ain't doing that.
I just gave some money to a homeless person today.
Yeah. I ain't doing that.
It depends, bro.
Some nigga was sitting out there.
I genuinely do a full-on analysis. Y'all gonna think I'm weird, but I do a full-on analysis on homeless folk before I give them money, bro.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, like, yeah, they might use your money for crack, but so what?
Yeah, so what?
And but that's enabling, though.
That exactly, and I'm a man of integrity, so like I can't be doing that. So like, you know what? I'm gonna give them 25 cents first. Oh, I'm gonna give them a quarter or something. If they real grateful for that, bro, I might give them that dollar. But something like if you've ever been to the city for real, and you give a homeless man just 50 cents, sometimes a motherfucker be like, "All right, I know you got more than that. I know you got more than that."
Yeah, that's crazy. Uh-huh. That's trash.
Oh, that happens. You'll be very surprised.
I mean, I'm sure it has.
It has happened to me. So if they don't do one of them, I might sneak in and throw you another dollar.
Yeah, man. You see, you know what? With the homeless motherfuckers, I'm gonna go buy you some food if it's possible. Before I give you money, but I will just throw you some bread too. I don't get no fuck. You wanna go waste your life and go get some beer, man? Go ahead, go get you a beer.
It is hard for me because y'all, you know, y'all got on my ass already, but I made that business plan.
For the homeless man?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't give us enough. No,
nigga, stop. Don't do me like you did the last time. You try to make it seem like an asshole. I didn't know. Stop that.
Oh my God.
It's just like, I don't know, because I haven't been got by homeless people, but I've been gotten by like parents with their kids and shit. Like
you told me this.
They like, cause I remember I was going to a business seminar. Have I told this story before?
No,
no, not on the pod.
I was going to a business seminar back when I was like 18, 19, you know what I'm saying? You know, young DJ trying to get his business up. And my buddy that I was working with, he invited me out and he called me. He like, "Yo, you know, I see you're here. Just, you know, walk up to the hotel and, you know, come to the seminar and we'll be all good." I had to pay $20 to get in. So it's in like, it's not like Chicago, but it's like we getting real, real close.
Right. Outskirts.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, I'm walking in, the streets and I'm walking in and his mom and her daughter, they stop me. Black. So I'm like, "Oh shit." I'm scared though. Cause I ain't in no familiar territories. So I'm like, damn, some shit might go down right now. But, she's like, "Oh, like, do you have any money? Like, you know," she said she lost her job or some shit. Start crying. Her daughter starts crying. I'm just like, damn. Yeah, this is an act. They doing that. Very well. But, you know, I just like, damn, bro. Like, here's my 20. You know what I'm saying? And I call my instructor and he like, "Yo, like, I see you here." He's like, "Where you at?" I'm like, "Oh, shit. I'm like right outside, but I don't got no money." He's like, "Didn't you bring money to get in?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did, but my dumb ass gave it to some, you know, person on the side of the street." He's like, "Oh," I'm like, "it's not really like me," type of shit. And he was like, "Oh, man, don't even worry about it. That was a good thing. Like, good job for that." But I don't know. For me, it's just hard. Like, for the homeless shit. It's because it's a choice. I believe it's a choice.
Not always.
Not always.
So, okay. I think it is, though. Because we talk about all the time how, you know, you can't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They might not give up.
So, mm-hmm. What are they doing?
Well, right now, they got to pay for some money right now.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got nothing right
to
now.
To do what? With the money?
They might. They could actually go get some food with it just to hold them on while they can live the next day to go to that job interview, whatever case may be. They also could be in search for their next little 8-ball of crack. Mm.
Very true.
You don't know that they're going to, you don't necessarily know that they're going for
valid.
The crack.
So I guess you could say I'm having a pessimistic look on it. So but
they could be actually using it for like, you know, some actual good things.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many different situations and scenarios. You know, we got veterans with PTSD that can't work.
Yeah.
And now they can't live because they're not getting supported.
That should disgust the hell out of me.
People with mental illness. These niggas out here, you know, making popcorn noises and shit, playing with pencils and shit. They can't get no job. They make no money. They don't got no people to help them. Should be fucked up, man.
These descriptions.
Yeah, I knew some special people like that. I knew some fans like that.
Yeah, for sure. They be playing with pencils and shit on everything. Like,
this like... one chick named Don Yale when I was in Creekside.
Okay.
See, now we not doing this because this is off topic, bro.
Because it's not on topic.
Y'all bringing this. Y'all don't brought it from homelessness to goddamn special ed students. Like, what the hell?
I knew something crazy was going to come out that mouth. He said the name. I was like, nah.
That shit used to piss me off, too, if I'm being honest.
Oh, my God.
I'm just being honest.
See, he's taking it too
far. I was a little kid, bro.
It's just like,
"Can I borrow your pencil? Can I borrow your pencil?" That motherfucker, I'm using it. I'm sorry.
Oh, y'all make me fear the fucking burning gates, man.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being real. Like, motherfucker, no, you cannot have my pencil. Oh, I let's see it one time.
Probably gnawed on that motherfucker. Okay.
But you see, y'all keep on me.
But I lost it. That was an intrusive thought.
Niggas always take it a step too far. You can't get niggas' hands. They take them out.
I always think it's funny when someone, you can tell when people haven't been around too many special motherfuckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cause they're like, is something wrong with this?
Yeah, right. They start getting real quiet and whispering and shit.
Well, like, is he okay?
I'm being clearly slow.
Well, no, but yes. You know what I'm saying?
That's perfect. No, but yes. He good, but he ain't good. You know what I'm saying? That's how they do at the family reunion. Yeah. When you go to the family reunion, you see that, you know, that looks cousin or some shit. Or, you know, that
screws,
nephew.
Couple screws loose.
Yeah, you know. I like, Mom, what's wrong with him? Oh, shit. He all right. You know, maybe don't want to, you don't know. They try to be nice. Yeah, they try to be nice. So they don't want to say, you know, oh, he just low as hell. Like, he's low as hell.
Oh, yeah. That boy touched.
Yeah, he, you know, God bless his heart. God bless his heart, you know. He all right, but he ain't all right. He got some moments, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that's real. That's real right there, shit.
Man, but no. I got a hot take for y'all niggas.
Oh,
man.
Lord have mercy.
Got a hot take, man. You know, we all being this motherfucker driving and whatever the case may be. Some of y'all don't got no license. Y'all need to go and get your shit up, man. Come on, dog. You walking everywhere still. Come on, nigga.
They saving money.
Shit.
Ooh, man.
And burning calories.
No, they're not saving money, really, because they could be getting to their destination faster to make more money.
Right.
Bars.
Get more time to play in their butt. You right.
They didn't have to go that route.
He be talking about his daily activities.
He talking about daily activity.
Insane.
But yeah, I got a hot take, man. You know, we all be driving, things of that nature. But I've just come to a conclusion, and I'm going to speak nothing but straight facts right now, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest with y'all right now, man. If you don't text and drive, I don't trust you driving.
What? Whoa.
Where is your multitask feature at? You ain't got that update. No, it's 2024. We be texting and driving successfully out here, man.
Hey, he's
y'all
not
need
wrong.
To go ahead and do that. Well, sometimes you're on the road, you're going to have to, you know, focus on multiple things at a certain time. Someone might be on some bullshit. You got to be ready. You got to be ready. So, actually, I'll go as far to say as if you teach your kids how to drive, make that part of one of their lessons. Not one of their first lessons. Maybe after, I don't know, once they drive about 200 miles or so.
Yeah, after
or
they seasoned.
A few hours, maybe 10 hours of driving. Be like, now I'll be next step. One arm. Now, next, one arm, phone in hand, phone calls. Then, one hand on the wheel, texting. You know what I'm saying? Levels of this. And if you're able to do that, I think you can really become a very safe driver, actually. Mm. It teaches you got to keep looking up and down, up and down, up and down. I text and drive all the time. Rob be in the car with me. We ain't died yet. We good.
It's very, very true. We are here.
Keyword yet.
I've never been in an accident. That's my fault. I don't want to have to manifest that, but I'm just saying.
I can't argue with him because...
I can't argue because there's really smart texting and driving, bro. If you are one of those niggas that has to look down at your phone for 5 seconds to type a message.
Yeah, no, you trash.
Skill issue. You didn't get the patch, bro.
This is where I'm agreeing with y'all right now.
Okay.
At the moment.
Okay.
But y'all got on my ass for how I type.
What? How do you type?
Slide.
That's just...
Slide typing would be... easier.
You might as well sit down and pee while you're at it.
That doesn't even make sense.
You need to die, Samash.
Like,
you need to die.
Nigga.
That was ridiculous.
Nigga, stop cheating and text like everybody else.
Cheating?
Man. Stop cutting
corners. How is that cheating?
Sometimes you don't get the actual word you're looking
cheating.
For.
I just think you're weird.
Yeah, I think you're a weird guy, for sure.
So, man, that's a skill issue for y'all.
No.
Y'all can't pull it off.
Okay, I can actually do it. I'll concur. I actually don't know how to do slides. I don't understand.
Oh, it's super easy.
I never really taken the time to, like, I don't really know.
It's very stupid.
It's stupid.
I just type that motherfucker faster, like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I doing this for?
I gotta hover over the letter to make sure I get it.
Right. Get out of here, y'all, bro. Crazy. There's extra steps on that
motherfucker. It don't even be all that.
And sometimes you try to slide to the space and it don't space and just be one word. I don't like that shit, bro.
The space comes after you finish the
when
slide.
When I had autocorrect, bro, I didn't have to look at all the text. For real. I just knew where it was at. But now I don't got autocorrect.
Oh, you certified.
I don't use autocorrect anymore, though. So, like, I be mistyping them.
Your shit don't babe knees.
Right.
No, stop it.
Nah, I mean, for me, like, when I slide, it's a lot easier. Like, I don't even have to, like, think about it is
satisfactory. Shout out to Lofi. Yeah, it is satisfying to just hear the tapping, you know? Can text fast.
Not for me.
Oh, bro.
Not for me. I hate the tapping shit. Like, yeah, I hate the tapping shit.
You hear that.
But you know what? My phone, I be having my ringer off.
I do most of the time, too.
I'll be hearing the tapping.
Every once in a while, when I have the ringer on, I'm like, oh, yeah.
It do scratch my brain in a certain way.
See, like, if you could type fast. You know, but you know, you ask me over there, DJ.
Yeah, you type like an old man.
Where is this evidence coming from?
we seen you in your apartment.
We seen that nigga type.
That nigga
can't type.
I don't even recall that.
That nigga can't type.
Your ass out of here, boy.
I got it, nigga.
Y'all about to see.
Typing like
my y'all about to see.
What?
When we get to crib, y'all about, I'm about to be on that computer.
You doing?
Oh, he's going to be. He's going to be practicing.
Oh, you been improving?
Improving. You hear him? Look at him up.
Nigga, you said to me before that you can't. What's up with you lying to the people recently?
What you mean?
Because you lied that you ain't copped nothing off Timu before, too. You know damn well you did.
No,
you
I said
not. Timu chains on the show, actually.
Nigga, I literally said not since that first purchase.
Mm-hmm. I didn't cop anything else because I bought that little chain and then the shit started rusting.
Because I did the first purchase because I had the damn link. From Lando ass. See, I got four free items, damn it. So, I bought one thing, and it got four other things with it. That's the only reason I bought that shit.
Still a broke ass nigga.
Facts.
Okay, that's the chatter.
This is finance friendly, god damn it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it ain't finance friendly. That's not smart, though, because you know China over there fucking with your shit, man. I guess they already.
I ain't buy no jetpack.
You don't gotta buy no jetpack. You already on there.
I bought a surge protector.
Nah, I will say this. They already got our shit. So
right, I'm about to say niggas on TikTok though.
They just paid half the niggas in their sweatshop with your card, DJ. I'm just saying right now. Yeah,
it was $11.
I still haven't got God.
I bought a surge protector.
Nigga, go to Walmart.
Oh yeah, shit. Very true. Go to Walmart.
Below.
Why? If it's gonna be cheaper, for I can get it from them.
Man, but it's gonna take 17 days to get there.
It didn't take 17 days to get there.
Oh my bad. It took 14.
Seven.
Get out of here.
It was within a week.
Okay, drive your ass up to Walmart. You can get it.
And right within an hour.
Finance friendly. God damn it.
What are we talking about? Come
on. You want to buy that surface protector for $2? Buy that motherfucker. God damn it.
Just get you a bust down Cuban link for $2. And
yeah, I ain't advising that. I ain't advising that shit. Damn.
Weird ass niggas. Yeah, man. We can move on, though, man. Man. Oh, Rob got some wisdom for us, man.
Yeah, man. You know, as I live in this world, you know, I need to stop talking like a philosopher all the fucking time.
No, you are Rob the philosopher.
My bad. You know, as I live in this world, I just continue to grow and see so many different things happen and go through my own experiences of trying to force things into place, you know, the analogy of trying to force the square in the circle hole, man. And I just want everybody to know not everything is worth fixing, man. You got to move on because the only reason people take you for granted is because they've always had you available. Always have you available. You need to prove them wrong. No more second chances for the people that have had all access and abused it. Absence is power. You need to be absent in their life so they can see what they have been missing. There are better people out here waiting for their first chance. And I just think, shit, niggas needed to hear that, man.
So like, you're talking about like instance. Well, I guess it doesn't have to be just with this though, but with relationships in general. If someone does you wrong or whatever, betrays your trust, whatever the case may be, you said they're trying to fix the situation, whatever the case may be, but like they're taking you for granted the whole time. Oh, okay, yeah, I see that.
Well,
not everything's worth fixing, bro.
Yeah, the thing that's, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Fit right in with that. You know what I'm saying?
Literally, bro.
Brothers, people got to lose you to see what they had with you.
And brothers, back to my, I'm going to hit you with another one. Tuck a cape and rock a robe. Show these hoes pain.
Hey. That's bars. That was bars.
That was crazy.
Wait, wear the robe. Show these hoes pain.
Yes. Pain wears the robe in Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a bar,
tuck
man.
Tuck your cape and rock and roll. Show these hoes pain.
That's bars, man.
This world shall no pain.
Come on, man. We can't show.
Stop that.
Hold on. Hold on. Stop that.
Stop that.
Although.
Well, leave the hoes alone, man. Leave the hoes alone. Man, leave them alone. The hoes ain't what they used to be.
Nah, yeah. Man. The hoes, they not fun, man. You need some consistency in your life, man.
Axe.
You know what's crazy? All these niggas, y'all be trying to fuck with all these hoes, man. Every time you done had you a nice little girl, you done been changing your life around. You start washing your ass, start doing your laundry.
Right, you got two washcloths.
Start making sure your room was clean and shit, getting your hair cut every 2 weeks. Stop fucking with these hoes, man.
Finally change your sheets. Other shit, hoes, they don't give a damn.
Wait, so that means you made the change?
Huh?
I mean, you made the change? Right, you only had one washcloth?
No. I was just talking about me. Don't do me like that.
I was just asking. I didn't declare.
I
had the two washcloths. Okay. Yeah. The two washcloths, man. I just put somebody on at my job. Well, I didn't put them on, but we had to put one of our homies on with washcloths, man, or loofahs.
Y'all use loofahs?
He was just using his hands.
Yeah, a lot of people just use their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Silicone scrubber.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I got two of them.
That's just crazy to me. I'm sorry. I mean, we can just talk about that later on, I guess, man. Let's get a finance friendly on them.
Oh, man. So recently,
niggas dirty.
If y'all know about, you know, sports a little bit, but what's his name? I want to say Adrian Peterson. Pretty sure it's Adrian Peterson. He got into a lot of debt. He threw a huge 30-year-old birthday party, and he invited over 400 people.
Jesus.
Put them on first-class flights.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Putting them in 5-star hotels, all for this grand birthday party. He had some camels. Yeah, he had some crazy edibles and shit. And those people were staying in hotels, all of that, the whole nine.
Paying for all the hotels, too?
Yeah, he paid for all of them.
Oh, the bars, too?
Yep. So, hey, club, not club, food, all of that. Now, he pulled out a very large loan for said party.
Mm.
Party happens, you know, it moves on, years go by. This happened, I think, 3 years ago. And now, they're trying to take everything that he has because he has not paid the loans.
Mm.
Now, apparently, he was trying to pay the loans. But he failed to do so. So they're trying to take all, you know, his rings from, you know, his college days and all that kind of stuff. All this to say this. A lot of y'all are spending your money frivolously to try to impress other people.
Ooh.
That party was not for him.
No, it was not.
That nigga is not Gatsby.
Thank you. Wait, it was Reggie Bush. I'm tweaking. I'm sorry. Okay. It was Reggie Bush. Golly, I'm
Reginald.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Adrian.
Always niggas.
Reggie. Yeah, sorry. It was Reggie Bush. But that money wasn't for Reggie. That party wasn't for Reggie Bush. Mm. That party was for all those individuals that he invited out. They're the ones that haven't seen money like that. They're the ones that haven't seen camels and seen, you know, 5-star hotels. Jeez. And goddamn first class flights. That wasn't for him. Why would he spend all of that money to make them have fun for his birthday party?
Mm.
Now, when I say this, we can put this on a smaller scale. Take people who, you know, shorties that want these Fendi bags and motherfuckers.
Niggas that want Hellcats. Sorry.
Right. Hellcats, Dolce & Gabbana shoes.
No.
Shorty, you work at McDonald's. Hellcats.
They definitely niggas. Yeah.
You're making about $16 to $17 an hour.
Oh, 16. Stop trying to live above your means.
Come on. You can't afford that. So now it becomes the question, who are you buying it for? Because it can't be for yourself. Now, I already know. If people that know me closely, well, DJ, you buy Jordans, and you know you buy jerseys and shit.
Yeah, you do buy Jordans and buy jerseys, nigga. You
slow down. See, one thing about DJ, everything is calculated, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bought 5 pairs of shoes last year, all Jordan 5s.
Mm-hmm.
I paid retail for one of them, and that was on my birthday as my birthday present. Every other one I got for more than half off. Why? For one,
shout out some kids.
Huh?
My fault.
My size is not kids.
My fault. You're little. I thought you shopped kids.
Well, your wiener's little, bitch.
My fault.
That's gay.
Come on.
How?
Him saying that his wiener's little?
I mean, he might have like found out on accident.
No.
Stop it.
No. That's pure speculation about wiener size.
Either way, jackass. What's it called? I buy my stuff for under retail. Okay. And I don't buy it to impress others. People hate fives. People think fives are disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that you guys hate fives. Why? Because when it comes out, the value is low. Market value is dog shit. It works out for me because I can get it for cheap. Now, these motherfuckers, y'all want to buy these Dolce & Gabbana shoes and a man need to do all this and that for this? Bullshitting. Y'all just trying to impress motherfuckers. And that's why y'all broke. Y'all live rich rapper lifestyles. You don't make rich rapper money. Yeah. And a lot of those rappers do, after they stop rapping, go broke as hell.
It's just things that we talk about all the time. I just started reading this book. I read like three words, but I got it today. So give me some slack.
Three words is crazy. Three words is crazy though.
But like, I didn't have time.
Didn't do a sentence. Not even a full sentence.
Might be like five.
Three words could be a sentence.
Okay. It's a long sentence to start off. What?
It's a long five. Sentence.
And you only read three of the words.
Maybe like five words. That's not the point, man. I wasn't supposed to open the book. I just opened it up real quick. Okay. Anyways, probably like seven words. Anyways, it's called The Millionaire Next Door.
Yep. Great.
You've heard of it?
Yep.
You've read it?
Yes.
Right. Most of these dudes look normal as hell.
Yeah, man.
Collar shirts.
Yeah, man.
Blue jeans hanging out at Home Depot.
Got yeah, it. Man.
You know what I'm saying? Testing out the toilets. Just sitting down.
Yeah,
see,
man.
They sturdy enough? Okay, let's see. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. So, I mean, yeah, we don't wear these motherfucking whatever. Like, it just really irks me what lengths people go to look like they got money.
Yeah,
you know, like, we know you broke, though.
Yes.
Nigga, we know you're broke.
Especially when you work alongside them.
Yeah, nigga, you live here.
You work alongside them. These motherfuckers drive a car with a $500 car note. Nigga, you make the same amount as me. Mm-hmm. So, if you're going to try to sit here and wear Gucci shoes and shit, I know you're struggling. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way in hell you have extra money.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I laughed at the niggas who drive them big ass Camaros and shit, because nigga, I know you can't buy shit else.
We going out to the dollar store, that's and your ass can't pull your car out.
That's another chapter in the motherfucking book. You're not what you drive.
Yeah.
You got all these rich motherfuckers driving what? Toyota Camrys.
Yep.
LEs.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
300,000 miles. Motherfucker last 4 years.
But we out of time. We out of time. But you know, we got 15 more minutes coming up. Appreciate y'all for sliding through.
Thank you. Thank you. No diggity, no.
Getting that Patreon, $3, spare change.
Spare change, I don't know.